Today is the day that we remember those who have gone before us. It is All Saints Day, observed. Today is technically All Souls Day, but we're not going to get into that this morning. It is a day that most of us look forward to, especially if we have lost loved ones in the last year since the last celebration of All Saints. We will hear as the members of our church family names are read off and the bell is tolled in remembrance of the fidelity, the faithfulness that God granted to them. We honor them not because of who they are, but because of who they are in Christ, because of what Jesus Christ has done in and through them. Their lives have impacted us in ways that we do not fully comprehend. And we give thanks and praise to God for that. Today is also a day not only of comfort, but of encouragement. Because, dear Christian, we are at war. Spiritual warfare is wrapped all around us. And while it is not very out in the open quite here in America, there are Christians persecuted. There are whole churches that are burnt to the ground with people who are worshiping in them week after week. The state of being a Christian in Nigeria alone is tumultuous. You face death by Islamic terrorists just for confessing the name of Jesus. It's hard for us as Americans to really grasp that, isn't it? And that's because God, in His beautiful guidance and grace, gave us a wonderful constitution. One that declared that we would be free to worship the true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That we would not be persecuted for this. That we would not have to worry that when we gathered on Sunday morning, that even people in our own government would come and try to take our life away for confessing Jesus. But the church is bigger than America. It's bigger than North and South America. This is a universal church. And you have brothers and sisters in your church family that are dying for confessing what you confess. They are being murdered just for that. We see a little bit of this in America. We see when we are called all sorts of hateful things for simply believing what the Bible teaches. We're called homophobes, xenophobes. We're called bigots, ignorant, stupid, and foolish, just for confessing what Jesus Christ proclaims. But that's what the devil does. The devil takes what God declares and calls it foolish. And the world listens. Do not listen to the world, dear child of God. Pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ, not only here in Waterford, not only here in Wisconsin, not only here in the United States, but throughout the world, who are facing persecution. Realistically, this is how the church has been at odds with the world throughout most of her history. I thank God for the conversion of the Roman Empire. I thank God for a Western civilization that held firmly to the beliefs laid out in the scriptures that made this great nation possible, founded not on man's reason, but on God's word. But this is not universally true throughout our world. And it may not be universally true in our own country. You have people that would rejoice if you were killed for believing what you believe. You have people that will actually seek out to harm you for believing that. You have children being killed while they're at chapel in their churches, in their schools. The world, the devil is at war against what you believe. But take heart, because Christ secures the victory. When we hear the words of Jesus in the Beatitudes, that blessed are they, blessed are you. You are blessed not because of who you are. I am blessed not because of who I am. I am blessed and you are blessed because of who Jesus Christ is. Because Jesus Christ is not just a man. Yes, he is fully human. But he is God in the flesh. And he came to this earth because he loves you. They can take our lives. They can take our goods, our fame, our children, and our wives. But even if all those are gone, we sang this last week, they yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth. They cannot take that away from you. Believe firmly. Jesus said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When they persecute you, when they mock you, when they jeer at you, do not take it to heart. Pray for them, because they have been duped by the lies of the devil. Pray for them, because they do not know Jesus. And pray for strength, that you may not hear their voices. Blessed are you, Jesus says, when they revile you, when they persecute you, when they say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. He doesn't say get down on yourselves. He doesn't say reject what I have said. Instead, what does he say? He says rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Out there in the world, when you proclaim Jesus, you will be mocked for it. But take heart, rejoice and be glad, for they can't take heaven away from you. Come here and sing of the beautiful hymns that God has given us through our forefathers. Hymns that reject the death that the world wants for us. Reject the lies of the devil and instead follow the truth of Jesus Christ. Yes, there is so much confusion out there. But that's what happens when you're led by the devil. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Sometimes we think as Christians we should have the best stuff. The nicest cars, the biggest houses, most beautiful boats, whatever it is that your toys might be. And when we see unbelievers with those things, we wonder why God hasn't provided it. But we forget then that the earthly treasures will fade away. Moth and rust will destroy them. But the eternal treasures, life with Jesus Christ for all of eternity, they can't take that away. They persecuted the prophets who were before you. They persecuted the Jesus, the very Christ by which you have been named Christian. They mocked him. They jeered him. They uttered all sorts of false things against him. They said that he riles up the crowds against us. They said he commits blasphemy. And they had the Roman government place him upon a cross with nails through his hands and through his feet. Mocking him with where should have been a crown of gold and beautiful jewels, instead a warped crown of thorns. Mocking him in his nakedness, taking his clothes away from him and dividing them just as the psalmist proclaimed would happen. St. John, the writer of both the Revelation as it had been given to him by God and also our epistle lesson for today, said this: behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Why don't you fit in with the world? Why aren't you doing what the world says is good? you don't belong to the world. You're a child of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. The world mocked him, spit at him, jeered him, gave him gall to drink, and crucified him, because it would rather be stuck in the darkness and pursue the desires of the flesh than to live for the only true God. John would go on to say, "Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brothers abides in death." The world doesn't know you. The world even will go so far as to hate you because it hates the one that you stand for. But the world is not your judge. Blessed are you when the world reviles you, because your blessings are stored up in heaven. Not in the 60, 70, 80, 90 years here on earth, but in the eternal halls of heaven, surrounded with the host of all those who have gone before us. Our lesson from Revelation is really very comforting, but also follows in the same stead. Yes, there is comfort given as we catch a glimpse of that final day of life in heaven. We see that on that day, the tears will be wiped away. You sat at the bedside of your loved ones, maybe a mother, grandmother, father, husband, and you watched as they breathed their last. You watched as maybe cancer took them, old age, maybe their heart finally gave out. You were witnesses of this, and mourning naturally comes for you. It came for Jesus as well. But on that day, every tear will be wiped away. There will never be a cancer again. There will never be a heart that will fail. The knees will not need to be replaced. You will run and not grow weary. You will rejoice around the throne of the Lamb. You will cry out the songs that you have sung here in this life. Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. You will be arrayed in robes of white, washed not in your own blood, but in the blood of the Lamb, in the blood of Jesus. You will be made pure, because your heavenly Father has declared you so by the work of Jesus. Who are these standing around the throne that not even John can number on that day? These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They have come out of the great tribulation. When we think that the Christian life is the easy life, if I can just be a Christian, I'll never have to work hard a day in my life. If I can just say I am a Christian and I don't have to war against my flesh or the devil or the world, you're forgetting what happened to Saul when Jesus knocked him down from his horse. Saul, the man who had stood there as Stephen was stoned to death, as the cloaks of those stoning him were laid at his feet. Saul, who breathed out hatred against the church of Christ, the very bride of Christ. Saul, who is on his way to Damascus to put more Christians in jail, men and women, to have them put to death for what they believe. This Saul, Jesus knocks down and says, "Stop it. Stop persecuting me. Stop persecuting the church that I died for, my bride." And he sends him into Damascus blind. And he raises up one of the disciples, one of the students, and says, "Ananias, go and proclaim to Paul, Saul, who will be Paul, what I am going to do." And what does Jesus say through Ananias? He says, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel." And you ladies who are in women's Bible study know what comes next. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. Don't become a Christian because you think life is easier that way. Follow Christ, pick up your cross, and crucify those sinful desires. You will suffer for the name of Jesus, but that's a temporary thing. Live your life for Christ, not for yourself, not for the world. Submit to him, follow his voice, and look forward to the robe of righteousness that covers all your sins. Blessed are you, dear child of God, when they revile you, when they mock you, when the world does not know you, because it did not know the one that you follow. Christ has overcome the world. Jesus Christ is Lord. The church sings, Come, O Christ, and loose the chains that bind us. Lead us forth and cast this world behind us. With you, the anointed, finds the soul its joy and rest appointed. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.